This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Television actor Jussie Smollett has been released on bond after posting $100,000 bail for allegedly paying two men $3,500 to stage a racially motivated attack on him last month. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Empire is filmed in Chicago. Assistant State's Attorney Risa Lanier says specific instructions were given to two brothers.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country."
Lanier says Smollett misled people into thinking the attackers were white.
This investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett was upset with his salary.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say the allegations are outrageous, inconsistent with his character. I'm Ed Donahue.
The federal judge overseeing the criminal case of President Donald Trump's former political advisor Roger Stone on Thursday tightened a gag order against him and threatened Stone with jail if he violates it. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Roger Stone he would pose a danger to others in his criminal case unless she modified the terms of his bond release and included a gag order. Stone took the witness stand, trying to explain why he posted a photo of her with an image that appeared to be crosshairs near her head. He tried to apologize, but the judge said the apology rings quite hollow.
AP's Jackie Quinn. A U.S. Coast Guard officer has been ordered held without bail on drug and gun charges while prosecutors gather evidence to support more serious charges against him. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan was arrested last week. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday that he would consider closing the country's border with Colombia and would definitely shutter the border with Brazil. He said, "I don't want to have to make a decision of those characteristics, but I am considering it. A total closure of the border with Colombia. I am considering it." Maduro made that announcement in a televised interview shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid for needy citizens over the objections of Maduro. A Brazilian presidential spokesman said his country still plans to stage humanitarian aid near the border until Guaido is able to organize a way to get it. The United States and dozens of other countries have recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. Pope Francis opened a landmark Vatican conference on the sexual abuse of children by priests on Thursday by saying the church would listen to the cries of the little ones. Gracie Jerome of Reuters reports.
It's a global scandal that's rocked the Catholic Church. And while his predecessors have been accused of failing to properly address it, Pope Francis says the church must take steps to protect its most vulnerable members. The Pope himself has said too much significance has been given to a meeting that cannot resolve decades of abuse in just 4 days. Regardless, it's seen as a key test of his leadership and could see the tide turn in the way the church handles abuse.
Gracie Jerome of Reuters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States does not intend to ease its economic sanctions against North Korea until it is confident that Pyongyang has substantially reduced the threat it poses as a nuclear-armed country. Speaking on NBC's Today Show, Pompeo said the American people should know we have the toughest economic sanctions that have ever been placed on North Korea, and we won't release that pressure until such time as we're confident we've substantially reduced that risk. Pompeo's comments come 1 week ahead of President Donald Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Hanoi. And the White House says about 200 U.S. troops will remain in Syria after the United States withdraws from the country. Spokesperson, Sarah Sanders, said in a brief statement that a small peacekeeping group will stay in Syria for a period of time. She gave no other details. There are currently about 2,000 American troops in Syria supporting Kurdish forces fighting the last of the Islamic State group. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.